Howdy, folks, and welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend.
Welcome to Melody Ranch with Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Totner, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. As I go riding merrily along, and they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from home. Oh, Lily Bell, oh, Lily Bell. Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. As I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't she glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle,
that jingle.
As I go riding merrily,
as I go riding merrily.
And they sing, oh, ain't she glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Sally Jane,
oh, Sally Jane,
oh, Sally Jane. Though I'd love to stay forever, this is why I
can't be one.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. As I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't so glad to sing. And that song ain't so very far from wrong. And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
So I jingle, jangle, jingle.
Well, thank you very, very much, neighbors. We're glad to have you with us for another Melody Ranch get-together. As you know, every Saturday, long about this time, we have a little party here at the ranch just to entertain ourselves and anybody who happens to drop in. So we're glad you came, and we hope you'll have a good time.
When the white roses down in Red River Valley, I'll be riding down the sunset trail to you. Neath the pale yellow moon, down in Red River Valley, we will meet and plan a rainbow ranch for two. Goodbye, my darling, one kiss before I go. Remember that I love you, and I want you to know. When the white roses bloom down in Red River Valley, I'll come back and make your every dream come true. Goodbye, my darling, one kiss before I go. Remember that I love you, and I want you to know. When the white roses bloom down in Red River Valley, I'll come back and make your every dream come true.
thank you very, very much, folks. I'm glad you like it.
Hey, Mr. Artery, guess who's coming back to visit us again tonight?
Why, I haven't the slightest idea, Patrick. Who?
That's probably him now. I'll get him.
Well, he's done.
Well, I'll be.
Caleb Hooten.
Right there, sir. How's it going?
Well, everything's fine, old-timer. How's it with you?
Oh, just about the same, sir. Say, you remember my cousin Leigh?
Yeah?
I meant to tell you this last time I was here, but it slipped my mind. Anyway, Leigh's got big ideas in his head. He'd read about all them people swimming the English Channel, so he figured he'd break the record for being the man that could stay underwater the longest.
How's he making out?
Well, good, good. He'd been practicing out in the well in the backyard. First he'd stay down for 2 minutes, then for four. So finally one day, 3 weeks ago, he went down and he ain't been up since.
He's been underwater for 3 weeks?
Yeah. And I sure hope he comes up soon, because I'd like to tell him he's broke the record.
Hey, what about your grandpappy? He's a nice old fella.
Yeah, he sure is, son. And he's still as spry as a green twig. Why, just last month, he was in a sheep shearing contest.
Did he win?
Don't rush me, Bob. I'll like to tell this one way.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. But getting back to Grandpa, he was in this sheep shearing contest when the championship round come up. Anyway, he was real anxious to make good, so he had Grandma hold the sheep's ankles. And boom, he went down that sheep's back like a chipmunk down a slippery elm. Fact is, he was going so fast he couldn't stop.
What happened?
He was the new champ, but Grandma was bald.
Well, that ain't nothing. Did I ever tell you how my chickens almost won the egg-laying contest 3 years ago?
Well, now, that's funny. I don't remember that, Pat.
Well, I told you they almost won it. Anyway, here's how I done it. You see, one day, I noticed the hens was laying awful small eggs. In fact, they was the smallest eggs you ever saw. So I put a light in the hen house, figuring it'd keep them alert, and they'd lay bigger eggs.
Did it work?
No. I turned the light on, and when them hens saw how small the eggs was, they were so embarrassed they ain't laid since.
Yeah, not bad, son. Not very bad. Say, by the way, where's Johnny Bond? I ain't seen him around.
Why, he was here just a second ago, Caleb. Say, Johnny.
Yeah, Gene, why you want?
Why,
Well, I'll be. Here. Hey, it's Caleb Hooten.
Howdy, son.
Ain't seen you since last week. How you doing?
Oh, fit as a beaver's bridge work, son. That is, set for a kind of sad romance I just went through.
That so? What happened?
Why, seems I'd went with this filly for a long time. Anyways, finally, I just got fed up. So I forgot about her and took up the musical saw.
Now, wait just a minute. You mean you really gave up your girlfriend for a musical saw?
Yeah. It wasn't as skinny and it had more teeth.
Why, you sound like you're quite a Casanova, Caleb.
Well, I have been doing better since I took up the ukulele.
The ukulele?
Yeah. And believe you me, son, I'm a whiz. Why, I plunked my way right into a girl's heart.
Oh, is that so? What do you play, Hawaiian song?
That's my strong point. When I can play Little Grass Shack so real...
Yes?
You can smell the bigger old. So long, sir.
Skip to the moon, my darling. Here we come.
sir. Thank you, kids. Thanks a lot. That was mighty swell.
I can hold you in my arms like you've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away till you are in my arms once more. Up in the sky, know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. Oh, darling, wait for me. The stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold my arms. So, darling, please wait for me.
Well, thank you very, very much, folks. And now...
Hey, Mr. Artery.
Yes?
I was just thinking.
Better be careful there, Patrick. You know it's dangerous work with faulty equipment.
Insult, insult. That's all I ever get is insult. You hate me, don't you?
No, I don't think you...
All I was going to say was that since you're not doing anything in particular, you might tell a story.
Can you say that word again?
What, story? Yeah.
Particularly.
Oh, particularly. You might just tell a story.
What kind of a story you want to hear, Patrick?
How about something real exciting like?
Real exciting?
Yeah.
Hey, let's see. Oh, yeah.
Is it exciting?
Well, now, just suppose you sit down over there and listen and you'll find out.
Okay, please.
Well, Patrick, old boy, since you're in the mood for an exciting yarn, I'll tell you about an incident that happened, oh, must have been about 5 years ago. I remember I was in town one day on some business. Anyway, when I'd finished, I headed back to Melody Ranch. The way I decided to take the road, you see, Fred Simpson lived out that way. And I just happened to think that I hadn't seen Fred for a long, long time. Howdy, friend.
Fred in?
Yeah, Felix is good. I'm his nephew.
Oh? How long's your uncle been sick?
Oh, almost a week now. I'm out here on a sort of a vacation, taking care of him, you might say.
Oh, I see. Well, tell him Gene Autry stopped in, will you?
Yeah, I'll do that. Hold on.
That's funny. I'd have sworn Fred told me once that he was an only child.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Oh, hello, Gene. Sit down. I'll be right with you.
Sure. Hey, why the long face? You should be happy with all that money you've got in your hand.
I would be, except for one thing. It's counterfeit.
Counterfeit? Where'd it come from?
Right here in town. We picked up 4 $10 bills. All of them passed at Bill Hopper's Interstate Market right down the street.
Well, I be. Are you sure they're counterfeit?
Positive. They caught it over at the bank.
Well, didn't Hopper remember who gave you the bills?
Not a chance. He takes in over $200 a day there. So we'd have a pretty tough job remembering who'd give him the $10 bills all week.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Hey, just out of curiosity, let me see one of those bills a second, will you?
Sure, help yourself.
Well, they look good to me.
How can you tell when it's counterfeit?
Well, Gene, according to a bulletin sent out by the Treasury Department, you can tell by the faded color of the green. Notice it's kind of dull.
Yeah, I do. Now, if you mention it.
Now look at the serial number.
Okay. L907-362-45B. L907-362-4. Hey! That is exactly the same.
Right.
Well, I'm...
You can say that again. Frankly, I don't know what to do about it.
Well, tell me, Sheriff, did you ever play hoochie?
What do you mean?
Well, just this. A few minutes ago, I walked into your office to tell you about a funny thing that happened to me this afternoon. Now that I've got a silly hunch that this money, what's happened, maybe it's tied together in some way.
What are you talking about?
Well, let me take some of these counterfeit bills, if you don't mind, and do a little checking on my own, will you?
Well, Gene, if you think you can't do any harm, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Sheriff. I'll check with you later. Well, Pat, tracking down counterfeiters was a little out of my line. But like I told the sheriff, I had a silly hunch, and what's more, I had a plan. First off, I went over to see Bill Harper at the Interstate Market and told him what I had in mind. He liked the idea, so I hid out in the back of the store. Then, whenever a customer handed Harper a $10 bill, he brought it back to me, and I checked to see if it matched the counterfeit one the sheriff had given me. This went on for better part of 3 days. Frankly, I was just about ready to give up. But then, just as the bill was about to close up on the third night, we got our first break.
This one just came in, Jane. That'll be a check that I'm going to knock up.
Right, Bill. Well, I guess this was all kind of a crazy idea anyway. You know, this person probably got wind of... Hey, wait a minute.
This man.
Who gave you this last thing?
For attention, why? Something wrong with it?
Well, I'd say there is. Are you sure it was old man Simpson?
Of course I'm sure. Isn't that your practice with him? What are you going to do, report it to the sheriff?
Not right away, I'm not. First, I'm going out and have a little talk with Fred Simpson in person. So, Pat, after going out to pick up Johnny Bond at the ranch, that's exactly what I did.
Oh, Sandy, oh, boy.
Oh. Well, doesn't look like anybody's home, Johnny. All the lights are out.
Maybe they're in the back.
Yeah, maybe. Well, come on, let's walk around and take a look.
Okay. Maybe he went into town to do a movie or something.
Hey, wait a minute, Johnny. Hold it.
What's the matter?
Listen.
Bobby. Sounds like there's some kind of a motor. And it's coming from the barn.
Yeah, it sure is. Come on, follow me.
Right behind you.
I can hold it. I'll be real quiet while I open this door. Hey, Johnny, look. At the far end of the barn.
Fenton Fred.
This is it, Johnny. This is where the thing is trying to kill us. Come on. Let's see if we can get a better look.
Hey, Johnny, look. There's a little tied up on the floor. And that nephew of yours, Frank, is running up there.
I see, Johnny.
Look at those stacks of gold.
Put your hands up. Oh, hey, what happened? That you, Max? Yeah, thanks. Looks like we got a couple of visitors.
Well, look, so it's you, is it? It's up for a walk, I suppose.
That's right. But I can see you're busy, so we'll leave.
Get him, boys. The cowboy has a sense of humor. Well, maybe this will give you a laugh. When we're peddling this money in Chicago, you're going to be taking heart lessons underground.
And?
Brad, get that dope under together. Max, get the stuff out. We're getting out of here.
Yeah, what are we doing to your man, Frank?
The same thing we're going to do with these two. First, I'll take that gag out of his mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
Gene, why did you and Johnny have to get mixed up in this?
Now, take it easy, Fred. Don't worry about us.
I didn't know what was going on until too late. I tried to get...
Shut up, Grandpa. Just shut up and lie still.
Stuff's all ready to go, Frank.
Good. Where is it?
Right here.
Is dynamite part of the counterfeiter's equipment?
Not usually, Archie, but since you're so interested, I'll tell you how it's going to work where you're concerned.
Yeah?
We're catching the train for Chicago.
But just to make sure we don't leave any incriminating evidence around, we're going to plant a few sticks of dynamite under that press with a long fuse attached to it. Then when we're well on our way, it's brewing. No witnesses, no proof. Simple, isn't it?
You know, Johnny, I think old man Stetson has rats in his barn.
Kind of looks that way, don't you?
Clever boys, huh? But since neither one of you are going to be around for the next 4th of July, I know you won't want to miss the fireworks. All right, time up, Max. Glad you plant the dynamite. Then let's get out of here.
Gene, what are we going to do?
Now, take it easy, Fred. We'll get out of here some way.
Yeah, but how, Gene? That fuse is getting close.
I know. Now, wait a minute. We've got one chance.
What is it?
Champion. If I can get Champion here, you can see these ropes.
Your horse, but how can you get him in here?
Just watch, Fred, and listen.
Hey! That's him, Johnny. Yeah, quiet now, quiet. Can you hear me, Champ?
Well,
I'll be... Well, kick the door open. Take it open.
You better hurry. That fuse is almost the end.
Okay, you don't know what you mean.
Well, I'll try again.
Sam! Kick the door open. Take it down.
This.
Do it. Good boy. Good boy, Sam. Now listen. Listen.
Roll over and you choose a knot.
You understand, Champ? Choose a knot.
Yeah, choose a knot. Now, in a hurry, will you?
Hurry? Make it. The fuse is just about gone.
That's it, boy. Come on.
Yeah.
Just a little more. Now, move. Now to put out that fuse.
You made it, Gene. The fuse is out.
Yeah, now, come on. Let's get after those guys. We can't let them catch that train.
The train was never going to leave.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's get aboard. You got the door?
Yeah.
Good. I'll bring the other bags.
Good. These plates are sure heavy.
Need some help, mister?
Hey, Frank, look
here. Yeah? Yeah, it's me again. Only this time I brought another friend. And it pointed right at your stomach. Now get going. You boys are going back to the station and exchange your ticket for a one-way pass to the state penitentiary. The reason is because it reminds us so much of home. Anyway, if you've never ridden along a mountain trail just as the sun begins to sink in the west, I doubt very much if you've heard this music. But if you have, this song should remind you of the singing hills.
But now
echoing among the singing hills.
The wind in the valley, and in our sweet refrain, but now the wind and I, he strikes me trying to back again.
And though you're gone,
with Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Topner, and America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry. Charlie Lyon speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.